Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now. What's up, everybody? It's me. It's your girl, Sassy Scribe of Situations with Sassy, coming to you once again with another hot fire show on Bashani Radio New York City and worldwide on the top podcasting platforms. That is iHeart, iTunes, and Spotify. Now, you know, I told everybody, you know, last week I was getting over COVID. I sound a little bit better today. I still have that COVID cough. But listen, the reason why there's no intro music is because I just came off an amazing girls' night, game night. And it was something that the ladies and I didn't realize we needed until we did that night, did the night. And it was a mix of family and everybody's friends. My cousin bought her neighbor. I had invited two of my coworkers, and it was the cousins on my mother's side, the cousins on my father's side, and then my niece, it was at my niece's house, and all of her bridesmaids that were the bridesmaids that were available to come. And we had an amazing, amazing time. The age range was 30 to 70, and everybody was open and vulnerable and connected. It was something that, like I said, we didn't realize we needed it until we needed it. Now, you know me, Sassy, I really, really wanted to record the ladies. But of course, everybody wouldn't give me permission to do that. So of course, I couldn't do it. So the takeaway from that is that I'm going to discuss some of the things that we discussed last night. And what I found out is that there's a lot of things that we look at, you know, as a rite of passage. You look at sowing wild oats as a rite of passage for men, but is extremely deeply frowned upon for women. So I have created this basket of questions. And then I've been using these questions. You may have listened to different shows and you've heard me say that I use these for men that I date. And they're like character questions, scenario questions, what if questions. And then some of them are as inane as what's your favorite holiday, to some of them are if you're in a grocery store and the person in front of you doesn't have enough money to pay for their groceries and you could make up the difference, would you? Because I know I've done that. I know when I go to the grocery store and it says, do you want to round up for charity? I round it up. Or if I'm in a grocery store and they're doing the, like right around Thanksgiving and Christmas, they do, would you like to buy a bag of food? And it's normally non-perishable items, but they have them a choice of 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, all the way up to $100. I will do it. I'm not wealthy, but I do believe that I am blessed, and I do believe in paying my blessings forward because they come back to me tenfold. That's not why I do it, but I do it because I'm blessed. I'm absolutely blessed, and I learn and I know that and I recognize that. So the ladies and I were pulling out of this bag, and again, you're going to hear me. I'm still a little raspy. I'm still a little, this COVID cough is no freaking joke, okay? Every time I cough, I have to hold a pillow to my chest because that's how bad it hurts. But I wasn't intubated. I wasn't hospitalized. I'm fully vaccinated. And it was more like a severe, severe cold or flu. Now I'm at the end of it, but the cough, y'all, I'm so fucking over this cough. Anyway, so it's like, we all know it's no secret, right? That cheating and infidelity are like the number one relationship killers and add financial struggles to that, right? So one of the questions that we were asking last night, again, I'm going back to this rite of passage. One of the questions were, have you ever had a one-night stand? And it was about, I don't know, maybe 20 ladies, 23 ladies. A couple of them were upstairs. The majority of us were downstairs. And we were really shocked, right, that the youngest person in the room had never had a one-night stand. So now that young person is looking at the rest of us like, what? What? Really? But we look at these young people as being more wild and more open, when in fact what I'm learning, or what we all learned last night, is that the younger people can be a little bit more conservative than the generation after me. This person is two generations behind me. So the generation after me, they are freaky, but they don't really want to discuss it and talk about it. So, you know, I had to pull out the real questions, like your favorite position and all of these different things. And it was just really shocking how the ladies didn't really want to share that information, the generation behind me. Now, the generation behind them, they shared some information, but not all. But my generation and up, it was a free-for-all. All sorts of information was being given. And the contrast of the 20-year-old women versus the 30, 40, and well, the 30-year-old women versus the 40, 50, 60 and up in marriage is that the younger girls that got married young and are still married understand that cheating, and this goes for like all of the married women. They said, if you had asked me when I first got married, would we break up over cheating or infidelity or finances or something like that? I would have immediately said no. But it was really interesting to see now that they're not willing to burn the house down over an indiscretion. I'm not saying multiple indiscretions, but if this is the first time that they know of that they got caught, they're willing to do the work because they feel like they've built too much together to tear it down over one indiscretion. Now, the real interesting part is that one of the ladies admitted to cheating and she got caught. And her husband did not leave her. And they worked it out. And they're still together. I think she said 17, 18 years later, they're still together. But she said she cheated right at the very, like, you know, like 1 to 5 year stage of their marriage. So when we think that infidelity, that everybody is like, oh, you know, it's a hard no. My baby sister, infidelity. It's a hard no. I don't care how long we've been together. I don't care what we built. I'm out. Because at that point, I can't trust you. You done betrayed that trust. You betrayed our vows. I'm done. She's a hard, hard no with infidelity. Having cheated and having been cheated on, I understand that you just don't throw it away. But I also understand how hard it is to rebuild that trust. And I'm watching the youngest person who is now struggling with infidelity from her longest relationship that she's ever had with the quote unquote love of her life. And as she explained it, he was her world. And now she has to do a complete reset and healing. Because infidelity to her is a deal breaker. It is a hard no. And it's not something that she can get over. So now she's working through, you know, the 5 stages of grief and everything that you have to go through. So you have 20 women all trying to give her advice. Where some women was like, you know what? I agree with you. I agree with you. And other women was like, well, maybe you can talk it out. I'm a hard no on it. She's young. She'll meet somebody. But she has to understand that you have to treat people how to treat you. Teach people how to treat you. And when you allow somebody to repeatedly disrespect, disregard, denigrate, and devalue you, that's a pattern that they will continue because they know that they can always ask you for your forgiveness and you'll always forgive them. And you'll always try to move forward and you'll always compromise because they understand and recognize how much you love and how much you value them. It's a shame that you don't understand and recognize how much you should love yourself and how worthy you are of receiving respect and love. How worthy you are of being valued and appreciated. So, and listen, and you know we got to do another girls' night. So just in listening to these women explain their reasons why was very enlightening because as we get older, we realize that things aren't as cut and dried as we would like to believe. They're not as cut and dried. And next week, I'm going to talk about the reasons people cheat. And it's a slew of reasons why people cheat, but there are going to be just some common core ones outside of the three I named right. Well, cheating and infidelity to me are two are the same thing. So cheating and financial struggles, because the world has tried to condition Black women to the mindset of accepting less and to remain in the struggle when you really, truly, and honestly don't have to. So sorry it's no music, but as I was driving down the highway, I'm coming home from an amazing girls' night. This was on my heart. This was on my mind. And I had to get it out before I forgot it because I had a couple of shots. We played drunk Jenga. We played drunk Uno. We did a couple of other games, but it was the question of the night that really and truly solidified the evening for the ladies. I've gotten countless texts and calls saying, you know, thank you. We appreciate it. And when is the next one? So listen, that is it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. Remember to live every moment, laugh every day, and love beyond words. And don't forget, next week, I'm going to give you the reasons why people cheat. Until then, I'll talk to you in a week. Peace.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.